Today on the podcast, we're talking about a very interesting company in the AI landscape, which is, of course, Reddit. Now, a lot of people, when they think of Reddit, they don't necessarily think of an AI company, but Reddit is actually a very, very critical player in the AI landscape for its data. This is something that it sells access to and makes hundreds of millions of dollars selling access to Reddit's data for AI training for models like Google's Gemini. And even OpenAI has signed deals to pay Reddit, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars selling it. So Reddit is now testing out a new conversational AI search tool, which I personally think AI is absolutely incredible for search. It should revolutionize everything happening in search in the same way I think it should revolutionize everything happening with personal assistants like Siri and Alexa. So I'm really excited to show you guys essentially what they're doing with this new search tool. But not just what Reddit's doing, what I think we can expect from a lot of industries and a lot of companies are going to do in the same space. Before we get into that, I wanted to mention, if you haven't already, we would love for you to join the AI Hustle School community. Every single week, Jamie and I release an exclusive piece of content or exclusive podcast where we essentially do a deep dive into an element of one of our businesses, an AI tool that we're using to grow and scale our businesses, and how we're making money with AI tools. So whether that's starting a new side hustle or growing your current business, this is an amazing community where you're going to get exclusive access to tools, ideas, and strategies you're not going to hear anywhere else. And Jamie and I share a lot of stuff that we're like, essentially they're like the secret hacks, the secret sauce that we don't share publicly, just because of, I don't know, competition or because there's confidential stuff in there. We put it all in the school community. We have over 250 members. It's $100 a month. The price may go up in the future to be more than that, but if you buy it at $100 a month, you can lock in that price and it will never be raised on you. So if this is something you're interested in, we go over how to use AI to grow your business, how to become an AI consultant, and all the different AI side hustles, including one I used to make $19,000 in 3 months, leveraging Amazon and some free videos that I was able to create. So if this is something interesting to you, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. You can go to the link in the description to join, and you're going to get a ton of value out of it. So I'm really excited that it is only $100 a month. Okay, Jamie, back to you on what is happening with Reddit. Tell us about this new AI search tool.
Yeah, so I am absolutely thrilled about this because usually when I go searching Reddit, I have to search through, 100 forums, 50 forums, whatever it is, and then decide which answer I think is the best or which answer comes up most consistently, and then maybe I can trust that answer. This is basically doing all that work for you. Think of it as Perplexity, but for Reddit. So you type in to the search, what is the best way to get rid of a migraine? What's the best home remedy for a migraine? And then it would search all the forums and pull up an AI summary for you. And then you can actually, it will reference, the threads that it pulled that data from, and you can go read those more in depth if you want, or you can just take it at face value. So, again, just think of like Perplexity, but for Reddit, I think it's a really useful tool. What do you think about it, Jaden?
Yeah. The thing that I love about this is like, I have so many people I talk to that say that Google has literally just turned into a Reddit wrapper for them, because anything that they search on Google, they really just want to see the Reddit thread of people discussing that same thing. They're like, look, if I want just an AI answer, I'm going to go to ChatGPT. If I want like people discussing it, I'm going to go to Reddit. And so they search Google and then find Reddit. But now it's like Reddit themselves has turned themselves into like Perplexity, where you ask it a question, it's going to give you the answer in like AI format, trained probably on its data. And then it references the exact threads that talk about what you're doing. So it's like, it's so interesting. It's just like a new way to search. It's not like search, scroll through 20 links, find a good website. That was like Google's old way. That seems archaic. Now it went to ChatGPT, which was like search, get one answer. Then Perplexity, which is like search, get like the answer with references to the websites that talk about it. Now it's search Reddit, get the answer with links to the certain subreddits. Click on any of those if you want to go on a deep dive, which is like the comment section on those things, which I find is really, really valuable because if you ever take a statement at face value, it can be hard. Whereas if you can click and go deeper and see what like people's comments are, like a YouTube video's comments or Reddit's comments, a lot of people have really good insights. Every time I buy something, it's interesting. I talked to my wife about this. We both are different, so that's why I bring it up. But anytime we make a big purchase, I personally go watch a whole bunch of YouTube videos and do all my research that way. And I read the comments on the YouTube videos. I get a lot of insights out of them. more than just a YouTube video, because sometimes they're sponsored or something, but the comments are like people saying what they're buying. My wife does the same thing, but on Reddit. She'll go research on Reddit and go read the Reddit thread. So there's different places where you can get this like essentially crowdsourced information, but it's like a comment section all about your tool, all about your thing. It's really valuable. So I'm excited that Reddit is kind of making their search a lot better. You essentially don't need Google anymore. I mean, people that are using Google as a Reddit wrapper, just go straight to Reddit and it's going to give you the same thing, but only with Reddit responses.
Yeah, I was just thinking while you're talking, I'm like, I wonder when the day will happen when you open up your web browser and instead of like Google search popping up, it's like Perplexity or Reddit or, you know, I really feel like, you know, there's some big players out there. I feel like Google should be a little bit scared or else buy one of them, because I do feel like Google's becoming a thing of the past at this point. So, it'll be a fun day when that happens. But I think for now,
yeah, people will just come talking to someone today about this, where essentially Google, it was a lot like what happened with like Bell, telephone, or I guess it was called T-Mobile or AT&T. It was called AT&T back in the day. And it was a monopoly, essentially. They owned all the stuff. They owned Bell Labs, which is where all this technology, they literally invented the computer, but they were going to shelve it because they didn't need it. Someone, when Bell was getting broken up as a monopoly and getting separated into different companies, someone at the company just took all the information about creating computers, went to Silicon Valley. That's how Silicon Valley got called Silicon Valley. And the rest is history. Now everyone's got a computer. I feel like the same thing essentially happened to Google, where they're the ones that funded all the research for AI development for the transformer model. They hired like 5 different PhDs that wrote the transformer paper on how to essentially train these models with transformers. And then they published it, and OpenAI is the one that goes and grabs it and just runs with it instead. It wasn't something that came out of Google that really kicked off this revolution. It was something that like Google paid for all the funding and research, and someone else did it because Google's worried about it cannibalizing their search business. And now we're at a place where Reddit, Perplexity, all these other players are literally threatening the person that invented this technology. They're like Google's core business is essentially, I believe, under attack by all these other players. I think it's fascinating. And to your point, Jamie, I literally think we're going to see a day where you can see all of your different search engines, and Reddit will be just like one of the search engines you choose. No longer do you need to search the whole internet for answers to your question. You just search Reddit and there's going to be someone that's talked about it on Reddit. And so I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but I think, for now I've been sticking to just the classic Perplexity search if it's something I really want to research, or still searching through Reddit forums. But, you know, maybe if they had a little Chrome extension where I could have a little Reddit search bar up at the top, that'd be kind of cool.
Super, super cool. One thing I want to say from their blog post, they said, people know that Reddit has answers, advice, and perspectives on just about whatever they're looking for, and AI-powered search is just part of our long-term vision to improve the search experience on Reddit, making it faster, smarter, and more relevant. So that was in their blog post. It's only getting rolled out to a limited number of people right now, and it's only in the US, and it's only English. So it's fairly limited in its scope, but you can imagine this is going to expand in the future. I think this is not the only way Reddit's trying to integrate AI into their platform. Their co-founder, Steve Hoffman, is kind of teased the launch of an AI-powered search results page earlier this year, but they also are using AI to power their translation and AI-powered different insights for brands when it comes to like how ads are run on Reddit. So they're integrating a lot of cool things. I think this is really interesting. I'm personally excited about it, and I think we could expect to see a lot of any website, any forum, any central place that has a lot of user conversations and data, I think could turn into its own search tool, kind of like Twitter's doing with Grok or other players. So absolutely fascinating. We'll keep you up to date on all of it. If you enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new, we would love for you to leave a review on the podcast. Means the world to us. And again, if you're interested in making money with AI tools, we'd love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. There is a link in the description, but we will catch you in the next episode.